Word of
mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Dog goes woof. Cat goes meow. Bird goes.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. What does the fox say? And how many Miley Cyrus imitators can you fit on one wrecking ball? Those are just two of many enigmas raised by the most virulent viral videos of 2013. NHPR's web Sherpa Brady Carlson is not content to list the memes that got passed around this year. But like the double rainbow guy, he asks,
what does this mean?
Brady's here with his annual list of the top 10 web trends and memes of the year, along with some analysis of what they reveal about our cultural obsessions, our creativity, and communication of ideas. Brady, it is hard to believe that we're at the end of another year.
It has been an extraordinary year in news and in culture and in the web.
And your list reflects that. It's pretty much a mixed bag, including some hope and some depressing trends. Can you give us an example of both?
I guess you could say number 10 on the list is one, the Harlem Shake. I mean, that is the first of what was really a series of viral music hits across the course of the year. There was, of course, What Does the Fox Say was another one. And there were a number of major label artists who were trying to position themselves successfully as viral hits. Robin Thicke was one with Blurred Lines, Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. But the follow-up to that is that then you have this very sort of quick, disposable kind of event on the web where you will have one thing that very quickly goes viral and tens of thousands of people make their videos of themselves doing the Harlem Shake.
Or riding on the wrecking ball.
And I don't know what we really end up with then at the end of the year. A whole lot of videos of ourselves dancing along to things that we might not remember in 12 months.
Well, it's funny because it wasn't just the digital natives either that made music videos this year. There were some for us older folks too.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Dylan, you know? Bob Dylan making the most technologically innovative music video in how long? The video for Like a Rolling Stone, where this entire sort of cast of characters on a cable network, everyone from home shopping hosts to characters in a romantic comedy to Drew Carey on The Price is Right are all lip-syncing along to Like a Rolling Stone as you flip through the channels on your web browser. I mean, it's really extraordinary stuff. And then, of course, we should point out that one of the big viral hits of the year had nothing to do with dancing. It was that sweet song, Oh Sweet Lorraine, by the 96-year-old man, Fred, who was writing a song about his late wife. Mm-hmm. And so there was kind of a something for every generation in this year's music.
Oh, sweet Lorraine, I wish we could do all the good times over again. Oh, sweet Lorraine.
Let's tick up towards number one in terms of the viral trends of this year. Number nine, you have Edward Snowden, surveillance and privacy.
Yeah. The only reason that I didn't put this as number one is because my beat is web culture. It's not necessarily security or innovation in technology or privacy issues. This is something that only happened about 6 or 7 months ago. And how much has happened or changed since then? I mean, just this month, a judge declared that NSA surveillance was, quote, probably unconstitutional. There's a presidential review board which is recommending new limits to the surveillance programs. There have been big ramifications for U.S. foreign policy with Germany and Russia and Brazil. So this is hugely influential, a major, major news story. And there may be much more to come depending on what else is in those documents. As far as web culture goes, this takes me back to that line that we always talk about. Information wants to be free, even classified information. So that's something really important to think about as government tries to consider what information it needs to keep under wraps and how it does that. But the flip side of that is our information wants to be free, too. And we may not want that to happen. I think what this has reminded us of in a more concrete way than maybe what we suspected in the past was that when we put our contacts into our email system on our smartphone, that information is being stored in the cloud. That's information that wants to be free. And where that goes depends right now on a gray area legally and economically and technologically that has yet to be defined. Who is supposed to have access to our data? Who has the right to the information that we consider to be our information? What purposes is it supposed to be used for? That conversation has probably taken a big leap this year and will probably take an even bigger one in 2014.
It's opened up a lot of questions that we'll be talking about in the coming year. What have you got at number 8?
In addition to having new web content every year, we have new web tools and web platforms. And there were a few that were really notable this year. One is Vine. That's the 6-second video tool that Twitter put together, and there have been some attempts to clone that. Essentially, what's fun about this is that when you have a tool like this, the limitations of the form almost provoke creativity. And you've seen so many great examples of people who have put together these adorable little films, hilarious little moments that are just 6 seconds long, but just pack a great deal of fun and hilariousness and viralness in them. Another one is Snapchat. That's the picture sharing service that's unique in that the pictures are not intended to last forever. They're supposed to disappear. The big question about Snapchat is really among parents who think that kids are sending terrible pictures of themselves to each other using Snapchat and then hiding all the evidence using this platform. But kids say that's not the case. This is just another fun way for them to share something that's not meant to be a forever thing. It's just meant to be like a note in class that you might recycle at the end of the day.
It was a big year for tweeting and tragedies. Unfortunately, we had our share of tragedies in this past year. How social media responded to some of these tragedies, you've got it number 7.
What we saw in the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing was, for the first time, a real concerted effort by a community of people on some of these social media platforms to say, we need to take a step back and we need to make sure that we are not only all tweeting things that are accurate and are beneficial and useful, but that we are also making a point of saying to the people who are tweeting out these inaccurate things, you probably shouldn't do that. I wish I could say that that was always the case. We saw that school shooting incident in Colorado recently, and there were people who were still tweeting out scanner information. There was a great tweet from Jack Healy, who reports on Colorado for the New York Times, and he had previously reported in Iraq. And so he had a great perspective on this. He said, tweeting scanner traffic is like drinking untreated water, quenches thirst, but could be really, really harmful. So this is another thing that's going to be ongoing, I think, in years to come. And I'm sure, unfortunately, we're going to have more instances to see how this plays out. But you are starting to see more and more people, as a breaking news story comes out, are saying, remember, don't tweet it if you can't confirm it.
We're up to number 6. What have you got?
Well, Upworthy is the name of the site. And if you don't know the name of the site, you have almost certainly seen the headlines on Facebook or on Twitter. They usually start with, someone said something to someone else. What happened next changed everything. Or what happened next will restore your faith in people. It's a very sort of formulaic headline, and it's written in a way that is intended to get you to not only click on it and read it, but to share it. It's web candy. It's not the worst thing in the world to see, but...
Is it genuinely positive news? I mean, the name Upworthy, I mean, are they really trying to put out good stories or...
Their slogan is actually things that matter, pass it on. And oftentimes when you go to their site, you'll be greeted with this little box that says something along the lines of, I want there to be more positive news in the world. And you can click on I agree, or I suppose you can click on no thanks. But that is the idea. You know, this very formulaic approach to it is rife for parody. There was a very funny piece that College Humor, I believe, did where they took historical figures and they put Upworthy-style headlines next to their names. They took a picture of Harriet Tubman, you know, from the Underground Railroad, and the headline that they did in Upworthy-style was, this woman is the very definition of amazeballs. So...
It's all amazeballs all the time with NHBR's host of All Things Considered and dogged web watcher Brady Carlson. He's talking with us about the year's most intriguing, most mundane, and most revealing online trends. We're going to continue the countdown from 5 to 1 after a short break. You can follow along with Brady's picks at wordofmouthradio.org. Stay with us.